bar.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. Fine. How do you do to you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We had a workout over at Orange Theory Fitness this afternoon.
Eric's so proud of himself whenever we make it over there.
I kind of am. And proud and... Injured. No, injured is not the right word. Motivate? No. Sore.
Well.
Really sore.
You know, are you ever not?
No.
Ever? I mean, does the story ever change a little bit? I know.
It's just an update.
It's just an update. Yeah, I'm sore again. Yeah. Angel's in town. We went to work out.
We went to work out.
I'm sore again.
Yeah.
It is. Same
one
story.
One of these days I'm going to connect the dots and then start pointing the finger at you. You're the reason I'm sore. Because you're in town. I haven't done that yet.
You know what?
I'm still blaming the trainers.
Whether we go to Orange Theory or not, that's probably true.
Yeah,
that is probably true. You want to build some trust. You know, people. They say that people do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Yes.
And I think this is it makes sense, right? People know you. They like you. They trust you. They do business with you. I think we can all nod our heads in agreement and go, uh-huh, yep, absolutely. That makes sense. I've heard that before.
If you're nodding your head and agreeing, that means you don't understand it.
Most of the time, we just nod and agree because it makes sense, but it's not really sinking in and into the comprehension level. And I think as business owners or business professionals, we really struggle with how do you actually build know, like, and trust on the professional level. Because with not getting too friendly, you know, these aren't people you want to hang out with. These aren't people you socialize with. This is why social media is such a struggle, I think, for so many.
Sure.
Because they haven't quite figured out how to bridge the gap between my personal life and my professional life. And so when we start to build relationships on trust, can you really open up and be trustworthy?
I think you can.
You think?
Yeah. You know what? Let's do this right here and now.
Do what?
I'm going to lean back, close my eyes. I want you to catch me. Ready?
No.
Here we go.
No, I'm not ready.
Come on.
This is not, why would I catch you?
It's a trust exercise.
Okay, but what about me says that I have the ability to catch you in a free fall?
Well, how will you trust me if you can't catch me?
Oh, no, how will you trust me if I don't catch you?
That too.
Trust that I won't catch you. Right?
All right. Well, let's take it down a notch then. If you don't want to catch me when I'm falling, be honest.
I can't catch you.
apparently you are.
Let's work on some of the
key factors that you can work on here to grow and build trust. And honesty is the first one. I can't catch you. You're a behemoth. I saw what you put in your belly just 5 minutes ago. No.
And honesty, I mean, it's not necessarily being brutally honest. You know, there's a whole nother,
there's a discretion combination.
But let's just start with honesty.
Yep.
Let's start with honesty in our messaging and all of the things that we talk about, and
sure.
being transparent in how our company works, how we're going to charge you, if there are, you know how they always say the big print giveth and the little print taketh away. If we're going to be taking away, if there are going to be issues, if there are some policies or parameters or some, you know, really important information that somebody needs to know, share that with them.
And demonstrate true partnership with your clients and or fellow staff members by watching their back, not stabbing it.
You know, and I think sometimes we, you know, a lot of times we live in that gray area. Well, mm-hmm. if they didn't ask, I didn't have to tell them.
Be honest. That's lying.
Yeah.
It's omission.
Let's build trust by start with being honest. How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Communication.
Let's talk.
Often.
Right now.
Frequently.
You and me.
Schedule
Why
regular
won't you catch me?
Meetings, because you're bigger than I am. By a lot.
By a lot. Communication.
You're like twice as tall as
it's
me.
It's true. Okay, go ahead and finish it.
I'm twice as tall as me.
Yeah. You know, deep and wide. Here's the truth. When we communicate frequently, we don't allow the opportunity for fill in the blanks.
For guessing.
Right.
Being kept in the dark, and I have to figure it out, and I've got to fill in the blank. And what often happens, if I'm not hearing from you or you're not hearing from somebody you need to, what happens? We get a little anxious.
We
get a little fearful. We're confused. We're concerned.
And because we're human, we usually put on the worst case scenario.
The worst case scenario is how we fill in the blank. So the more frequently you can communicate with people about what's going on, even if you don't have news, let me know. Nothing's changed. Nothing's different.
Right.
It's all still going forward. And because people do, they think they've got to fill. What's the backstory?
There's no backstory. Go ahead.
Third thing, if you want to build and grow trust professionally, build strategic alliances.
New plan. I'll catch you.
That's not that hard.
That's a strategic alliance. You want somebody as big and as wide as I am to make sure that you don't fall.
That is true.
Right?
That is true.
Strategic alliance.
One of us is going to be the catcher and the catchy. I do think switching that around.
You be the bodyguard. I'll be the bodyguard. You be the body.
Let's stop. Long-term agreements, contracts, saying, okay, here, if we work together long-term and, you know, kind of give here and we give there, we can actually sometimes get better pricing, we can get better terms, maybe discounts or, you know, gifts with purchase, those kinds of things. So discover that if, here's how it says, discover who wins and how you can, you know, create a win-win.
Absolutely. Win-win
for everybody
Power partners,
involved.
Good
yeah,
thing.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Here is something else. Now, not everything always goes right.
No.
It's not always, I mean, we're talking with people.
People.
And people are messy. And unpredictable, which is part of the joy of life and what makes the world go round and keeps it so exciting. But when things go wrong, when maybe there is a miscommunication or a misunderstanding, because remember, what you say and what people hear are not always the same thing.
It's true.
Mend fences.
I'm sorry.
Fix it. Okay, and when you say you're sorry, say why you're sorry.
I'm sorry for whatever it is I'm going to do tomorrow.
Something like that. I'm sorry for everything I've ever done, going to do, and could do, and I beg your forgiveness
now. Own what you did do. Don't be ambiguous, and don't be facetious, especially if the person's not in a good mood. I'm sorry for miscommunicating or not communicating clearly enough. Here's what I'll do. I will change that in the future, and I will use my big boy words.
And call them and deal with it immediately. Don't wait for them to call you. You know, if you notice something is there's been an error, a mistake, rather than waiting for them to call you and let you know about it because you think, well, maybe we'll just let this one slide. Maybe they won't even notice.
Right.
No, but you're building and growing trust.
Yes.
So call them immediately and deal with it. Deal with it in a space that you own up to, even if it wasn't your fault, right?
And sometimes, in fact, a lot of times, it's not your fault. Take the high road. What's it going to cost you in a little bit of self-deprecation if you keep the thing going and you build trust.
Just take, you know, take the high road.
Yep.
And mend fences. Remember, we're growing trust, not breaking down barriers.
Right.
And we're growing and building trust. And then finally, if you're going to grow and build trust, and, you know, we've talked about being honest. We talk about communication. We've talked about, you know, making it a win-win. Service what you sell.
I love this one. I used to invent magic tricks. And I invented a magic trick that required a recurring purchase for the supplies for the trick.
Kind of like razor blades.
Kind of like razor blades. Only in, if we're going to use razors as a as an example, only after a good 20 years of servicing that, I changed careers and moved in a different direction. But they still had the razors, and they still needed the blades. So I serviced them, and I still service them.
Nice.
Service what I sell.
Thank you.
You're
right?
Welcome.
Right. And if you, you know, I mean, and in that situation, if you can find another vendor or somebody to take care of them, if you go a different direction, you're not stuck and tied to continuing a business you don't actually continue, but take care of them. Even if you don't sell that, find them another service provider that can take care of them. And so it's not something you get instantly, right? And trust is one of those things that most of the time you have it until you don't. And, you know, it's built on good, reliable behavior over time. And it can be easily lost, especially in the early days of a relationship, before it's actually really established, before you've put change in your pocket. But you have to work on it. You can't take it for granted that you automatically have it and that you'll always have it. Make sure you do all the things it takes to build and grow trust.
I love it. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. You sure you don't want to try to catch me?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay.
Ah! You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you live on the program. If you at any time want to give us a call, interact with us or our guest, 303-632-4160, 303-432-4160. Let's go straight to our next topic. We're going to talk about achieving goals, and we talk a lot about goals here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. And from time to time, you come across a great read that talks straight to the heart of the issue. And one such read is How to Achieve Big Fat, P-H-A-T, Big Fat Goals, written by Dean Lindsay. Dean Lindsay is a top business keynote speaker. He's entertaining, educating, and engaging audiences worldwide. He's helped build engaged, progress-based sales leadership and customer service cultures at companies such as New York Life, Ericsson, Gold's Gym, and many, many others. His books, Cracking the Networking Code and The Progress Challenge, have sold over 100,000 copies. And let's leave it to me to say he is much smarter than I am about it. Here to talk about how to achieve big, fat goals is Dean Lindsay. Dean, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thanks for having me on.
Dean, very nice to have you. Looking forward to it. And now, what made you decide to write this book? By the way, How to Achieve Big Fat Goals is really kind of a small book in scale, but it's packed with some really cool stuff. What made you decide you wanted to get into this?
Well, great question. I was really looking at really the catalyst of really have a lot of stuff starts. I've long time been teaching sales and customer service and, you know, time management and listening skills, all this other stuff. But really, it's a goal that makes you want to, take part and improve and do things better. So the psychology of how we make decisions has always been of great interest to me. I'm a huge, huge fan of Dr. Viktor Frankl. And I studied his work and actually got into logo therapy, meaning therapy, and I needed a thesaurus whenever I'd read his stuff because he really is just really the deepity, deep, deep, deep. And so I said, how can I kind of just, you know, put my little spin on it and kind of humanize it, or not, I don't say humanize because he actually is more human, you know, type of thing, but how can I kind of put my little vernacular on it and kind of roll it back out? And honored to say that actually his assistant of over 25 years, checked out this manuscript and even the book before it and thought I was right on and wrote me a great endorsement. So really, it's just I was really trying to get to the very core of, because there's really no, there's no reason to network, there's no reason to build a business or anything unless you have a why. So this book is really a goal commitment book.
Absolutely. The why is so important. What do you think about the value of writing the goal down, whatever it is that you're looking to achieve, writing it down versus just kind of keeping it upstairs in your head saying, I can achieve that?
Well, I'll take it even one step further than that, Eric, and that is that, of course, writing it down. But really, what I tried to do in the book is, in fact, the very first goal crafting, I coined a phrase, goal crafting,
okay.
And it does have to do with writing a goal down, but writing it down in such a way that it compels you towards its achievement. So you don't write a goal to remind yourself about the goal. You write their goal in such a way that it becomes a self-fulfilling affirmation. So writing a goal in the present tense, writing a goal of what you want and what you don't want, writing a goal that includes the reasons behind it and adding to it. So I wouldn't necessarily – and because, you know, people saying talk about writing goals down, that's nothing new. You know, I'm not – I mean, I don't think I would probably be proud about myself writing a book or coming out with a book on just goals. And so that's all I was going to tell people is just write stuff, write it down. But really it's the way you write it in such a way that – our brains are trippy. Our brains are complicated, but really our brains want one thing, to be right. So whatever you say to yourself consistently and writing things down to make it even more permanent,
sure.
Your brain is going to take steps to make it true. So I don't even encourage people to say, I will, you know, I will be a healthy eater. You know, claim that I am a healthy eater and claim it today. Or, you know, so claim what you want, what you don't want. But writing it down is a key, but I think how you write and what you write is also vital.
You know, there's certainly power in words, that's for sure. Our guest is Dean Lindsay. He's also the author of Progress Challenge and Cracking the Networking Code. How to Achieve Big Fat Goals is the topic here. Now, Dean, you break this this how into five parts. We're not going to have time for all five, but give us something we could do today that we can start moving in the direction of achieving our big fat goals.
I would say sell yourself on the benefits of your goals. Really, you know, don't just set a goal, but actually consider why, and then realize that when you get off track, it's because some other why became heavier, became what the FAT acronym stands for, pretty hot and tempting. Your goal, for you to be committed to it, has to be the prettiest, hottest, and the most tempting of all the different choices that you could do. So it's not about the goal, but it's about the reasons behind the goal. Shakespeare said strong reasons make strong actions. So you've got to give yourself strong reasons and stronger reasons than any other choice of what you could do with your time.
Now, I'm not sure who coined the acronym FAT. Do you know the origin?
Chris, 1997, the movie Money Talks, Chris Tucker.
And you quoted Chris Tucker and Shakespeare in the same sentence.
What up? How about that?
I love it. The book is called How to Achieve Big Fat Goals. You know you want it. That Big Fat Goal is an extremely helpful book for achieving your personal and professional goals. Dean, where do we want to send our listeners to go get this?
Well, of course, they can get it on Amazon, but I'd be honored if they'd go over to deanlindsay.com, DEANLINDSAY. We got the books and all the form from, you know, the print copy to the ebook to the MP3, plus I can autograph it. But I am so honored to be on this show and think the world of you. And a shout out to Gary Barnes, our mutual friend Gary Barnes.
You know Gary, do you?
I do. He's listening right now, so you can say something to him as well.
You know, he's a good man, and we love Gary around here. Dean, I'll give you the final say here. Give us a word of inspiration, a piece of motivation, an action plan to jump off and achieve our big fat goals.
Progress is a small step forward. Take today's step.
Oh, there it is right there. So we got Chris Tucker, we got Shakespeare, and we got Dean Lindsay all in the same segment. Folks, you owe it to yourself to go get yourself a copy of How to Achieve Big Fat Goals, Big Fat, P-H-A-T, Goals. And I didn't even realize it was stood for pretty hot and what is it, pretty hot and?
90% of people say pretty hot and tempting. That's the way it originally rolled. And then some people to soften it a little bit with pretty hot and tasty, but in the book, it's pretty hot and tempting.
Tempting. All right.
But the premise there is that it's got to be more pretty hot and tempting than anything else. Other people are going to be trying to get you to adopt their goal for your life, right? And they're going to try to make it the same thing.
That's the truth.
You got to make it even more. You're going to end up doing something else.
Dean, this is a fat interview, and I'm digging having you on the program. Let's do this again, okay?
Word up. Yeah, love it. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages, folks. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network. For the archives of this broadcast and every broadcast that we do, we invite you to go check out experiencepros.com. Back after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. Angel is out today. She is speaking on a cruise ship to the Women Making Waves Conference. And so you've got me. If you'd like to join us in our conversation here on the air, invite you to call 303-632-4160. It's 303-632-4160. And a couple of things that I wanted to share with you. First of all, saw this headline as we just got done talking about coffee and Starbucks, and they should stick to what they do best. That's my opinion. Is American Retail, according to Julie Jargon in Fox Business, says American Retail has a coffee problem. America's coffee market is getting too crowded, she says. Consumers hankering for caffeine and quality coffee has fueled a big build-out of cafes in the last 5 years, especially in dense urban areas such as New York, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon. There are now nearly 33,000 coffee shops in the U.S., including those run by big chains such as Starbucks, up 16% from 5 years ago, according to market research from Mintel. Is it an overcrowding problem with coffee, or is it an over-demand problem with the population? The demand is what's driving this, in my humble but accurate opinion. That the reason we have so many, I've got a buddy who just is literally days away from opening the doors to his brand new one-off coffee shop in Michigan. And here's the reality. The boom in coffee shops is really driven by consumers. But here's what she says. This Julie says, the boom in coffee shops is starting to hurt business owners. Consumers are visiting traditional coffee shops less often when there are a plethora of cheaper options. Everyone from McDonald's Corp to gas stations hawking specialty coffees. Even grocery stores are expanding the space devoted to bottled and canned coffee drinks, which Mintel says poses a threat to coffee shops. I think here's what I see in this. And first of all, McDonald's has a seat at the table. Their change recently, their stock market change down $3.10, still trading at $167, McDonald's. But when they came into the market, they changed the game. And Starbucks finally realized, oh my gosh, we now have competition. Remember, Seattle's Best was in there. The way Starbucks solved Seattle's Best was they bought it. But you can't just go out and buy a multi-billion-dollar establishment such as McDonald's. And so now they have competition, and the competition is in the same parking lot as many Starbucks, and it's half the price or less, and the list goes on and on. They were doing drive-thrus before Starbucks really ramped up their whole drive-thru process. And I was on the record, and I'll say it again, that Starbucks doing the drive-thru business is completely counter to Howard Schultz's original vision of the third place. The idea of Starbucks was to be a place where people could get together, have a culture of its own, and sit down and have a conversation over coffee. The drive-thru changed everything. McDonald's changed everything. Guess who else is a major player, even though their stock doesn't show it? It's competitive with Starbucks stock. It's Dunkin'. Dunkin' Donuts. These guys make a heck of a great cup of coffee, I'm here to tell you. And, you know, they're doing some specialty coffees now, but even if it's not the specialty coffees, it's just the old black cup of Joe. They're doing a great cup of coffee. I love the Dunkin' brand. I love what they stand for. I love what they're doing. And I love their expertise. But even Dunkin' is scaling back on their growth in large part because it's catering to the on-the-go customer. Starbucks, which accounts for nearly 42% of the coffee shops in the U.S., said it's not planning to slow the pace of their new store openings, but cited the challenging retail environment as it reduced its long-term sales and profit growth outlook. So what do we do with the burgeoning coffee shops? We go to them until there's not enough business, and they will scale themselves back as a natural byproduct. That's just kind of the way that it works, folks, and we're not going to change that by talking about it one way or the other. Let's talk about something else that's kind of controversial up there in the ranks of talking points for as we near the holidays. We talked a little bit about Black Friday and how Amazon is changing the rules, changing the game with Black Friday, that interest in Black Friday sales by the consumer is down to an all-time low, or at least a record low recently. What about stores that are open on Thanksgiving? How do you feel about that? Stores that are open on Thanksgiving, for instance, Bass Pro Shops will be open Thanksgiving 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Best Buy, Thanksgiving 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. Big Lots, hours are not announced yet. CVS Pharmacy, Dick's Sporting Goods, they're going to be open on Thanksgiving. GameStop plans to be open on Thanksgiving. JCPenney, Kohl's, Kmart. Is Kmart still alive? Somebody call Sears and see if Kmart still has a pulse. I suspect this is their last Thanksgiving. Macy's, Michaels, Rite Aid, Sears, Shopko, my favorite Target, Toys R Us, Walmart. They're all open on Thanksgiving. How does it make you feel? 2 years ago, I stood in line on Thanksgiving Day in the evening after dinner, after everything all was done. I stood in line at Target on Thanksgiving Day, and I was in the line to go get a TV, saw that there were two. I picked up two TVs. I paid $120 for a 40-inch widescreen television. I got two, one for my office, one for my apartment. What I didn't expect was when I got back with the TV to my office, I got grief for standing in line on Thanksgiving. That's a family day. How do you feel about that? I know that I really enjoyed the savings that I got. I fit the demographic of somebody whose family wasn't there. I mean, my son and I were together. My son hangs out with me. He works at Target. I hang out in the line at Target. We did the thing together. Did I ruin a sacred holiday by going to, you know, to shop on Thanksgiving? Did I mess that? One of our listeners just sent me a Mervyn's commercial from 1992. Thank you, listener Robert. Mervyn's. Do you remember Mervyn's? They're gone. I think Kmart is right behind. So these are the stores. I just read you the list of the stores that are guaranteed to be open on Thanksgiving. Here's some stores if you're interested in, if you want to patronize them because they're going to be closed. Ace Hardware, Burlington, used to be called Burlington Coat Factory, but they got rid of the coats because it was bogging them down. Cost Plus World Market, Costco will be closed. Crate and Barrel, Dillard's, Dress Barn, DSW, that's Designer Shoe Warehouse, Ethan Allen, a Guitar Center, H&M, they're all going to be closed. Hobby Lobby is going to be closed. Home Depot, Home Goods, HomeSense, IKEA is going to be closed on Thanksgiving. Just in case you want to get your craft on, Joann Fabric and Craft Stores, they're going to be closed. Joseph Bank, Lazy Boy, Lowe's, Marshall's, Mattress Firm, Micro Center, closed. All these guys, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom Rack, Office Depot, and Office Max, closed on Thanksgiving. So there's plenty of places not to go to, folks. If you're looking for places not to go, don't go to these stores. Don't go to Patagonia or Party City or Petco or PetSmart or Publix or REI or Sam's Club. Shoe Carnival, they're all closed. Sprint, closed. Steinmark, closed. Staples, closed. This is only during Thanksgiving, folks. They're not out of business. They're just closed on Thanksgiving. Lots of places where there's lots of places you don't have to do business on Thanksgiving. But is it bad if we want to shop on Thanksgiving? Is it taboo? And what if you're like me and you're single and you got nothing else to do and you're going to go hang out and you want to get a deal? Would you buy a 40-inch TV for $120? I did. I'm unapologetic for it, not because I have to apologize to anybody, but because I thought it was a great deal. It was amazing. That's my thoughts on open or closed, to be open or not to be open. See, I can quote Shakespeare as well. We'll be back right after these messages. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. You know you like it, you love it, you want some more of it. We're here for you. Angels on the High Seas giving a fantastic presentation to the Women Making Waves conference, and that means you've got me. I wanted to share with you a little experience that I've had. I've become pretty impressed. No, I've become really impressed with an opportunity that is kind of cool. And I'll give you a little bit of background. Angel and I, about a month ago, decided we were going to do our 100-day goals for the end of the quarter, end of the year. And in so doing, we decided, you know, these are goals that need to be achievable, but they need to be stretch goals. They need to be something that gets the momentum going in the direction of how to achieve more. And that can be whatever it is to you. We didn't put any parameters on it for anyone else, but between us, we decided we're going to do this, and we presented it here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. We also presented it on the other program that we are hosts of called Crosswalk. And my goal that I announced back about a month ago or so was that by Christmas of this year, I wanted to be 100% debt free. That was my goal. And so in order to achieve that, that's kind of a stretch goal. It's pretty ambitious. So in order to achieve that, I had to do something beyond what I am doing now. So I decided to pick up a little side hustle. I told you about this yesterday. I've talked about it a couple of times over the last couple of weeks. And my side hustle is driving for Lyft. That's one of those rideshare organizations. And frankly, what I'm about to share with you today is not predicated on Lyft or Uber, but it is a commentary on what I have discovered in the process of doing this rideshare. First of all, I saw an article that said that most people who drive for these rideshare companies are averaging $375 a month. It is simply not my experience. My experience is I'm coming very close to bringing in $850 to $1,000 a week in the rideshare space. And that is based upon pretty much an average of about a 40-hour week. Now, people are going to say, well, hold on, mister. You got to pay for your gas. You got to pay for your insurance. You got to pay for the car. You got to pay for the wear and tear. You got to pay for the tires. And to a degree, you are correct, but only to a degree. Because, first of all, I use the rental program with this, so I'm actually driving a rental car, and the difference between Lyft and Uber, Uber has a lease program. Lyft has a rental program. I think there's significant difference between those two, not only in the number of pages that you have to sign, but the responsibilities that go along with that. The insurance is covered. I do have to put the gas in it, but the gas is deductible because it's business expense for that business. So there's a lot of things that go into this, and I'm not going to squabble over the nuances of gross versus net. Here's the reality. If you decide, first of all, if you're making $60,000 a year, and I believe you can, I believe you can make $60,000 this year in 1 year in doing these rideshare programs. And the demand is there, folks. The demand is there for an increase to that level. Now, I'm not on track to make $60,000 this year. I'm on track to make $52,000 this next year. So just truth in advertising here. I'm not advertising for any one particular company. But I am on track to make an additional $52,000 to what I already do. And how do it? I drive in the morning, I drive at night. That's it. I do my job the way that I've always done it. I just added a little bit, a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours at night. And then I work through the weekends, and I drive, 6 or 8 hours in the weekend. That's not a big deal, but what it gets me is a big return. Let me put it in this perspective. If you're taking home just $60,000, and I'm talking gross, but if you're taking home $60,000, guess what you can do? You could buy a house. Because people will lend it to you if you have a $60,000 income. They're not going to squabble over net versus gross. They base the loan on what you're bringing in, not necessarily what you're taking home. Sure, there's some of the taking home stuff that goes into it as well. But Lyft is the one that I use. Listener Angela says, I Uber everywhere. Most of my drivers have Lyft and Uber stickers. You can, let me address that. That's an interesting conversation piece. There are some people who do both. They drive for both organizations. It is, and neither company will say that that's a good thing to do. But the drivers will say that they do it because it increases the odds of being picked up faster. The faster you're picked up, the more rides you get in an hour, the better for your end result. So I see why they do that. I chose one platform, and I chose the platform that I believe in, that being Lyft. I think that Uber and I think leadership starts from the top down, and the former leader of Uber had some real massive problems, the way that he treated women, the way that he treated his drivers. I couldn't get behind, so I decided to go with Lyft. I think Lyft is a great organization. I think the incentives that they give right now, there's a bonus. Refer a driver and you get $550, and so they also get $550 just for driving. How does that work? Every single time the person that you refer drives, you get $1.84 for every ride, and they get $1.84 for every ride. That's a big deal. And those incentives go up and down. I signed somebody up who is driving, and every time they get a ride, I get $2.60. So it's an $800 bonus. Either way, there is money to be made, and it's not complicated. Do you have to drive? Sure you do. Do you have to have a license? Yep. Can you pass a background check? Mm-hmm. Those things are all included in that. But in this day and age, there is very little excuse for not having the ability to achieve whatever you dream about achieving. Does it take a hustle? Yep. I'll be debt-free by Christmas. How about you? If you'd like, I'll post my code so you can get in on that that idea and jump in on it. I'll post my code in the comments here on the Facebook Live. I'm impressed with the organization. Maybe you will be too. Back after the news.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,